Everybody, well, tonight is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And if you're on an archive, we're on Station 2. Station 2 is Friday and Saturdays. So let's clear the date here. So the date today would be May 23rd, 2015. So let's clear the energy out those numbers there. We got a couple of fives there. So we've seen those energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the 23, and we'll do 2015. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there. So that may help you out. Make sure you're with us here in the present moment. So check out your finger exercise, see where you are. And your finger should be basically straight ahead of you. If your index finger's off to the left or the right, that means that you're listening to us from off planet, on a fabricated clone planet, so you want to get back here. Remember, the aliens are in control of time, so you don't know where you are unless you're in the present moment, and that's where you should be on the Earth, in the present moment with your fingers straight ahead of you. So, bringing people back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now let's do a clearing for people, maybe an emotional clearing. Here we go. So think of a situation that maybe confronted you, or you confronted it, or just somehow crept into your life. And here we go. Releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That should help you out. And remember, there's really no victims here. If you're dealing with a situation that you don't know why or how it came to you, then you need to investigate it. And possibly somebody triggered your DNA. Now it's having a life of its own. I want to definitely check into those energies. So bring up the light beams, everybody. And we'll energize the male light beam. We'll do three males. So here we go. And there'll be three male light beams in each picture, nine total. So here we go. First picture, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Second picture, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And third picture, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, everybody. Well, let's see if Ann's out there. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and welcome, everyone. So happy to be here for Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Can we ask people to request some rooms for tonight, Ron?
Yes, so we'll go into about six different rooms. That would be fine.
Great. So if you would like to request a room to visit tonight, you can send them to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's our email account, and I'll have that open tonight. Or you can put it into the comment page on the welcome page of the BBS chat, and we'll get it that way as well. And as I said, and you might want to think of one thing that you want to request for your healing for tonight. And also a reminder, tomorrow is an 8-hour call, so what we're going to experience for 5 minutes or so tonight on the Lightship, you can experience for 8 hours tomorrow. If you would like to be on that call, you can still sign up for it on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. So that's enough of me talking. Welcome, everyone. And we are lucky enough to have Michelle back on the call with us tonight. So hello, Michelle.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We enjoyed having you last night. Is there anything you wanted to ask Ron about, or any healings you want to request before we get started on our emails here?
You know, I have this kind of random question, so I guess I'll just ask it. If you're putting in, let's say, in a timeline crash or any kind of healing, and let's say that you have, for example, insomnia. That's actually like a medical name for a diagnosis. Do the light beings know what that means?
They'll have to check out your database, in a sense, and see, you know, what you're asking for.
Oh, okay.
I would say that would be yes, but, you know, just sort of keep it simple, you know?
So you could write insomnia, trouble sleeping as well.
Just trouble sleeping would be what I would probably put down, yes.
Okay, thanks.
That was a great question, Michelle. I always like to keep in mind that we might have a lot of new people listening to the show, and they may have questions about the healings and how to do them. And I think that's a good idea to kind of describe what's going on instead of using a diagnosis that you may have gotten from a doctor or something like that. But it's not also not bad to put that in there because they're going to figure out what it really is anyway. And then also, Ron, they might work on even other things, right, that we might not even be aware of, especially when we go on the light ship.
Yes, that's correct. So the fact that you're doing one specific healing, you know, mentally you're going to say, yeah, I want to have this clearing here, you know, if you're on the website and you're doing it. There could be something else going on that's also affecting you, connected to what you're asking for. A lot of times people have a lot more healing work done than they even understand or even believe. So, you know, it's quite interesting. Like when people go into the light chamber, the different events that we go to, a lot of people ask for one thing and they feel their body being worked with somewhere else too, you know. So all of a sudden you go, wow, this is great. So, you know, if you have a something that's probably more more critical, plus you're conscious when you go to the light ship. So you may be dealing with maybe a hurt finger, and when you're on the light ship being back and forth continuously, you may, as you're conscious on the light ship, remember, you're out of time completely, so, you know, it could be, you know, a week up there, and you're talking to the light beings about your problem. Here, maybe only, you know, half a minute goes by. And so you may be up there saying, you know, I have my sore finger, but then they go, well, you know, here's what we found, and would you like any of this other stuff worked with on you? And you may go, well, yeah, that sounds pretty good. And then all of a sudden, you may feel the energy working with you because you are conscious when you go to the light ship. And also, you can also say, you know, I have that belief system of no pain, no gain. So the finger hurts a lot. Maybe it's an 8 pain, and, you know, a 6 pain is fine for me. I can deal with the 6 pain and just only fix a little bit of it, and I'll deal with it myself. And so you're at free choice to stop your healing. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And, well, and I think Michelle's example of, you know, having difficulty sleeping was a great example of that you might not have any idea what's really causing that. So then if you present something like that to the light beings, that's kind of the end thing of what's probably really going on. And they'll be working on that for you because you were created by source energy, and that's what they're looking at. I was wondering, Ron, because you talk about DNA, and basically, I believe, if I'm correct, you've said we shouldn't even have DNA, that that was given to us by the aliens. And I've been noticing that more and more people in the medical profession are, like, talking about DNA now. Is it something that's physically in our bodies that people can see with their eyes, or is it something that's energetic?
The light ship works with the energetic aspect of that. So, you know, I imagine it is a physical structure, but the light ship works with the energetic, you know, situations that you're dealing with.
Right, but I meant actual DNA, like when if a doctor or something starts talking about DNA, does he see something like, oh, here's the liver and the lungs and over here is the DNA, or no, it's all just in the energetic world?
It's on the energetic, yeah.
Okay, interesting. So it's interesting to me that more and more you hear it in sort of Western medicine speak, that they talk about DNA.
Well, remember, they have to get in line with what everybody else is talking about.
Ah, okay.
Remember, you have the collective consciousness, you know, the mindset of people. And so everything needs to fit into that mindset. That's sort of the way I kind of perceive the way it works. Otherwise, if you didn't have that same mindset of everybody, then you would have a hard way to communicate what's going on. Oh, whatever the new buzzword is what they're working with. So back to you.
Well, and they're, of course, all saying you want your DNA activated, so then you'll be healthier and more powerful and stronger and more active.
You don't know what's in that DNA, you know?
Right. Right. So what would you say about that, Ron? That's not a good idea, right, to have the DNA activations.
Yeah, well, what I would say is run, don't walk.
I love that. And walk away, Renee, right?
Walk away, Renee, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so Michelle, do you want to, if you want to add anything, you may, or you can go ahead and read an email if you like that's come in.
Yeah, you know what, I just wanted to add one more thing. I had recently done the body rejuvenation clearing, and I believe that I got the most results when I stopped trying to figure out every problem that I might possibly have and put it in the box. I just said problems caused from different events in my life. And then I felt like that was giving the light beings permission to go, oh, well, because I don't know what exactly problems were caused. I just know that at certain times things came up. And I got a lot of healing by just leaving it up to light beings to figure out, well, this event took place and they can find out exactly what is in my body that had occurred and how to fix it, instead of me trying to tell them how to fix or exactly what to fix. And I just feel like I got more results that way. So maybe if somebody else is doing that, maybe that can help them.
Great. That healing is part of the body jumpstart, correct?
Yes, that's what it's called.
Body rejuvenation.
Oh, my gosh, that one is amazing.
Good.
It's really, really amazing. it's just like, wow, I had no idea that all these things were going on, but I feel so much better. And
well, you kind of said the same thing Ron just said last night about the timeline crashes, that to go back to where something originated in your life. Wouldn't you say that's what Michelle is saying she did, Ron, that she went back to, you know, gee, ever since I was in college, I've had this pain and, well, you know, and I don't really know what it is, light beings, but this is when it started.
Yep, that's good. Yeah, uh-huh.
So sort of the same principle can be applied to a lot of the healings, not just the timeline crashes.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's really great.
Okay, so go ahead, Michelle.
Let's see. There is a question here. It's about the water. It says, Ron, what is the pH of your water? Please tell us. Lots of information on drinking water that has high pH, 8.0 or so, but cannot vouch for the high of pH alkaline water. Is there a number that your water is at, or is it just like whatever that person needs?
That's what the person needs at the time. Oh, that's a very good question. Remember, you have energetics that you can't see. And so by having your water, you know, like having a machine to change the pH of your water is one thing, but it's not going to be the same exact situation that you're getting when you get water energized. So you have to look at it. It's a little different because it may not even look any different if you were to test it before and after, but it'll taste different. But it's designed for you. That's the main thing. It's whatever you need, and that's what you're going to be getting. So,
right. And pH kind of sounds like a scientific or a human measurement.
Yeah, everybody. You want to. People normally want to get into the mental stuff, and you can't put source energy into the mental framework because there's no vocabulary.
Right. Ron will be doing a lot of water charging tomorrow if you can come on that 8-hour call. And if you ever would like to charge some water for yourself, you can do that for just $1 on Ron's website to do one water charging, or I believe it's $20 for the week to charge as much water as you'd like. And it's really wonderful to be able to do that. It feels great. And it definitely tastes different. Okay. So, why don't I read another email? The darkness says people have to betray the heart spirit and serve the power of darkness. I say the person has to give up this power and accept the heart spirit back again before they can be trustworthy. Can you comment on that, Ron?
Probably not. No, I don't. I can't connect to that question too much. You could say it differently. Maybe I can.
Well, I think the person is reiterating what you say, which is that we should be back in our hearts and sort of give up the power you believe comes with the mind energy. But also, they seem to be looking at other people and wanting other people to do that so that they can trust them. So that might be kind of where the misunderstanding comes in here. It seems like the person kind of turned it to look at another person. I'm sure this listener is trustworthy himself, but you need to, I guess, not really assume other people are trustworthy. Right?
Yeah, I would say that's probably correct.
Okay. All right.
There's a comment here. It may have fit more into our show last night, but I don't know. We'll see if you, Ron, have anything to say about it. But it says, a friend of mine told me a story about a woman that he saw at the store who looked like she was a drug addict, possibly meth, since it's prominent in the area that he lives in. He then specifically said she walked like she was a robot, something like a breakdance style. Is that a clone energy, or is that just an effect of the drug, I think?
Boy, that's hard to say.
Yeah. It's interesting, the wording he used, that he specifically said she walks like a robot, and I have not mentioned anything to him about that specifically, so he chose those words.
Hmm.
I just thought that was interesting. Maybe if the person becomes a clone enough, they actually have, like, robotic movements or something.
Well, if someone's doing strong drugs like that, aren't they likely clones, Ron?
Very possibly.
Yeah. Okay. So this could be a really interesting topic, Ron. Someone is asking judgment. How can we know if we are judging? What exactly does judgment mean, and what happens when we judge?
Okay. I guess the main thing is what happens when you judge. So typically you're activating your DNA that you have stored inside of you. And from there, the judgment, when it gets activated, now puts you onto those timelines. So now you're on timelines of judgment. That may not be too good. And it could be anything. Remember, you're judging something because you're looking at it and, you know, you don't maybe agree with it. That's the problem that people have. When you start judging a lot, then you're going to be bringing those energies right back into your life experience. And that activates your DNA, and you don't know how much stuff you have inside of yourself and how far down the rat hole you are with that, you know?
Does judging always mean that you're almost in a critical mode?
Yeah, you're analyzing. Yeah, you want to be in discernment. Like, you know, I don't want to cross the street. I'll get run by a car, hit by a car or something. You know, but you're still in discernment, okay? Where judging is when you really get into thinking about it and trying to figure it out.
That's
one way I can probably describe it for people who don't really understand about judgment.
Right. So it's kind of maybe overthinking things.
Yeah, sifting through, trying to figure something out over and over and over again, you know. And when that happens, then you're on timelines.
Well, that question reminded me, Ron, I was talking to a friend recently who said to me, oh, so you co-host a radio show, what's that about? And I began to explain to her about Creation Lightship, and her first question took me a bit aback. She said, what is a healing? That's kind of a tough one, right? You'll feel better.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't know, is there anything, you know, any way you can add to, you know, what exactly is a healing?
Well, it's taking away the negativity on a particular situation that you're dealing with. It's putting you back into balance so you're out of cause and effect.
Okay, well, thank you. That was brilliant.
Yeah, I noticed that when a lot of people discuss, like various people that I've met or friends, they say, oh, I went to, or I feel a certain way, and I wanted to not feel that way anymore. So maybe they went to somebody to talk about it more. And, or maybe they went to another doctor to add something to themselves, like a medication or something. And in both of those cases, I haven't really heard the people say, oh, I got so much relief. Because it seems like they're adding something more onto themselves and they're not removing anything. And this seems like the only method to actually pull those emotions out of you.
Yeah, that's very good. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes, well said. Okay, we have a lot of people typing in to our fast chat tonight. Thank you very much, listeners. We really appreciate your participation. Somebody wrote in a question about being around others. I feel more myself when I'm around other people. I'm very sensitive to energy and can sense pain, darkness, and light coming from people. So I'm very selective about who I'm with. Still, I'm outgoing and feel better around people, including strangers. Is this a good or a bad thing?
Well, it depends. You know, nothing's bad about being around people. It's just that how are they connecting to you? How are you connecting to them? Oh, you know, it's a good question. A lot of people don't want to be around other people because they don't want to get slimed because they already did healing. They know the difference between having a healing and not having one. So you might kind of look at that avenue. Can you add to that, Michelle?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Just, do you have anything to add to, you know, being around people or not being around people?
Well, I love people and I do like hanging out with them. It feels nice to just be around people sometimes and they have a good time, but I was hanging out with people today and I was having a good time, but I did notice I felt this like heaviness, almost like a headache was about to come on, and I was like, I think I need to just go be away from here, and I'm not sure what was happening because I always have clearings running and I went home and I knew I could run some more, but I think it was I was getting into the mode of, like, laughing, ha-ha, everything's so funny, and even though you're feeling happy and you're feeling good, it's still, like Ron says, like, you're really high, and you know you're going to eventually come really low to balance yourself out, and even feeling happy is an emotion that aliens can take that energy. And so maybe I was somehow, like, getting in that mode and needed to remove myself from the situation. I don't know. Maybe that happens with a lot of people, and we just don't realize it.
Good, yeah, uh-huh.
Well, the thing is, we're all lucky that we found Creation Lightship, so we're aware, like even this person was saying, they're sensitive to the energies. That's a blessing in a way. So then, you know, you're not kind of being taken away or glommed onto and attacked without your knowledge, you know, gee, I need to, before I go out, protect myself, shrink wrap, do all Ron's tools, have some healings running like the auric protection if you can, and then also, like you did, Michelle, said, oh, time to get out of here now if it doesn't feel right. So really it's ultimate power, isn't it, to have creation lightship healings and all the information we have.
And it puts you into a space that if you do get stuck on something, feel yourself getting slimed or whatever, you have a way to release the energies from you. That's the whole thing. How do you get yourself disattached from, like, somebody doing a spell on you or, you know, whatever? They touched you, you feel awful. They did an energetic cording on you. So all these things, you know, you have a way to help yourself to get out of the situation.
Yeah, because we can't not be here, and we're here, and at least we have a way to not make it hurt so bad anymore, I guess. I don't know how to say it, but at least we can do something about it now, whereas previously I would have been just like, oh, man, I have a headache, and I have no idea why, you know? Now I can go home and do whatever clearing I think might work, and lo and behold, it goes away, and I feel great.
Plus, a big part of that, when you're in a crowd, is always entities. So can you talk about entities for a minute, Ron, since we probably have some new people on tonight?
Yeah, so entities are ghosts. That's what you see in rooms or sense energies. Walk into a room, and you go, wow, this place feels haunted or it doesn't feel very comfortable to me. Something like that. So, you know, you need to look at, you know, what you're experiencing. And so normally the entities are going to come into your body, or if not, they're going to connect to you. And they will do that only if they want to steal your energy. And at that point, you know, they may just come in for a little bit and leave. But you never know. You know, entities are all around and you want to get rid of them. And they can cause physical pain to you, and also give you, you know, thoughts that, you know, you don't know what's going on. Like, where's this thought coming from, you know? And it's the entity's thought, but you think it's your own. That's kind of the problem that people have, not knowing what they don't know. And unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff out there that is actually, people try to get rid of it the wrong way. Oh, that's why we do the clearings, to keep you current. And that's the best thing to do, is just to stay current with your clearings. And when that happens, then you're able to feel much better and to, you know, live your life much fuller than what you have done in the past. Oh, back to you.
Well, and when you're in a situation like the listener wrote in about and Michelle was talking about, you're in a crowd, well, all of those people have entities attached to them. And even if you don't touch them, but you're just around them, some of those entities might say, oh, let's test out this person. Or they could just be messing with the energy of the whole group, right, Ron?
Yeah, you know, that's, well, let's look at an example here. Let's just take an example of, for the older people here, Woodstock, okay? So basically, there was a lot of drugs there. I didn't go to it. You know, there's a lot of drugs there. They all came together for, you know, to hear music, which was great. But what's lurking, you know? And you don't know what's lurking there, but I'm sure that they all got entities from everybody. So the entities can force you to do something that you really don't want to do, because they're just along for the ride. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. A listener has a question about the judgment healing, which we do have on the website, and they're having trouble finding it for the same reason I had trouble finding it. There's only one E in the word judgment. It's J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T. So if you spell it correctly with only the one E, not, there's no E between G and M, it will come up for you. It's a whole life healing. And Ron, perhaps we could have Well, I was going to ask if we could perhaps have a sample of the entity clearing, and then maybe a sample of the judgment clearing, too.
Okay, so which one do you want first?
How about an entity?
Entity. So let's look at entities here. So let's figure out, what do you think, Michelle? Where should we pull out entities out of? What part of the body?
How about the liver?
Okay, liver entities. Here we go. One, two. Let me get some, boy, water here. Excuse me.
Oh, good. We're saying goodbye to some entities.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We'll
so
go.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five. Oh, dear. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, what next?
The judgment clearing, a sample of that.
Okay, so think of one of your judgments. And here we go. Releasing the energies that you're, you know, dealing with on a judgment. One, two, three, four, five, six, oh boy, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, okay. Back
thank
to you.
You. I was
thank you, Ron.
If we could, yeah, thank you. I was wondering if we could do a pain body sample as well.
Okay, so here we go. Pain. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Doke.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. I would say it's a good time to go to the light ship. What do you think? Do you feel ready now, Ron?
Sure. So this only works live for people listening. If you're on an archive, you feel the energy of peace. So by all means, you know, come on the show live on Saturdays. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Going up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And what room do you want to go in first?
We have a request for the deer room, Ron.
Okay, here we go, deer room. So this energy, stronger, 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 and stronger, okay?
Okay, the mud room for detoxing.
Okay, here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Room?
The centrifuge room.
This will help to release some of your situations that are a little harder to get rid of. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Okay, how about, this sounds really fun, the elephant room.
Okay, here comes the elephants, everybody. Oh, here we go. Just your one particular healing. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, oh boy, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And there we go. What next?
How about the cat room?
Okay. Here comes the cat. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay.
Okay. How about the whale room, Ron?
Okay, this will be our last room, so whales, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Everybody, so we're going to come back from the light shift, but you're out of time right now. You're in source energy. Coming back, so here we go. Bringing our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, and plants with us. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Hi. Thank you. That was wonderful. Go ahead, Michelle.
I just said, yay.
That was wonderful. For some reason, the cat room felt particularly fun tonight.
I like cats.
I think they're happy cats.
I'm sure they are happy.
Okay. Oh, I had a thought, Ron, when you were doing the entity clearing. I don't know if we've ever done this before, but could entities be lodged in our brain? Could you remove an entity from our brain?
Yeah, I guess they could be. Here we go. So one, two, three, four. Oh, boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you.
I had a question about entities. If we know that we're going to go into a crowd of people, let's say if we're going to go to some sort of a festival or something, if we put the entity clearing up and let it run all the time that we were there, would it stop entities from ever coming through us?
Yeah, you might want to also run timelines, too, with that. Timelines for entities. And also, if you're going to an event, let's just say that you're going to an event where they are having a lot of pies, okay? So this is the all the ladies are making their pies for a pie contest. And so naturally you go, wow, that's going to be great. Well, what's going to be hanging out there? Entities that love pies. So as you're sampling the pies, you know, you may find yourself overeating. Because entities want to have those pies. Now, they're going to leave you when you leave. So you may want to do timeline crash for entities that like pie. You can do that because they will be coming into you because you will be on those timelines. So right away, let's just say you have one lady and her timeline is for peach pies. So now you're on the peach pie timeline and you love peaches, okay? And so the aliens go, oh, boy, emotional energy right here. Person loves peaches. Now we're going to replicate her because she really enjoys this. So now you're on the peach timeline. And so now you go to the next one, you know, and maybe this is blueberry pie. So, you know, all of a sudden you go, that tastes good too. I really like this one. Well, now you're in emotions again. So now you're on the blueberry timeline of the aliens taking your energy because you like that. And, you know, maybe you like it more than the other one, you know, or maybe the strawberry pie. So all of these are going to attract entities to come into you. And as they come into you, then you may not may leave there having entities wanting more pie. But they will be taking the energies with you when you're there each time you have something to eat at that event. You're going to have all these entities with you. And they may also like different types of pies, too. All of a sudden, your life is not your own because you're now, you know, dealing with entities that like pie. And why did you go there to begin with? Maybe they, you know, maybe you read it in the newspaper or something, and all of a sudden now they all hopped into you and they want to push you to go to that. Okay. So you go, geez, why do I really want to go to this thing? I do like pies, but man, I really have to really, really go. You probably can all, you know, relate to that. That's something kind of weird going on with you, with the situation. Because it really shouldn't have that much effect on you. So you may look at your life and go, yeah, I do kind of understand this. Oh, back to you.
Okay, here's an interesting question, Ron. Hi, Ron. I'm still needing physical therapy for a body part. I probably get royally contaminated when I go there to get the physical therapy where there are constantly injured people. I can be here now, shrink wrap, and do space clearings. What is the best thing to do afterwards, after I've gotten contaminated?
Well, you want to maybe the, you can go all different directions there. You can do the the space-time crash because you could be out in space. You got the timelines. You can do the be here now. Well, there's all different options there. You can do the space clearing. So, what do you ladies think?
I immediately thought of the auric protection, which this person didn't mention they have on. That's connected to the nano clearing. And would the nano, actually running the nano part of that clearing while she was in that office, help her too, Ron?
Yes, it could.
Yeah. And I was also thinking about the chakra balancing clearing.
All different ways to go. It's kind of hard to say which one is the best one for you, you know?
Right. Well, I really love that nano clear, which is only $50, and then you get the unlimited, you can use the auric protection anytime you want and run it 8 hours at a time. That's really terrific. I run that now every night when I'm sleeping.
I've run that when I've known I've been going to be around a lot of people, and it's very interesting. Often people just kind of look at me when they're introduced to me, as opposed to they used to definitely always put out their hand to shake my hand. And sometimes that still happens, but it's a lot less frequent now, especially if I have the auric protection on. I'm like, oh, this is really interesting. People
are that's wonderful to hear, Michelle. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Okay, would you like to read another email?
Yeah. Let's see here. I'm going to read this one. It says, I started running a space clearing nonstop for the past several days, and wrote in the box, please clear all rock inside my building and 1,500 feet away from my building. Alien energy or dark SI. Then something happened tonight that in the 8 years of me living here has never happened before. Well, tonight, around my time, 9:20, I hear loud crowds of people outside my window. I look out my window and see 30 to 50 people wearing white and loud commotion. I then call the police. After 5 to 10 minutes, only one New York police car arrives, and then one cop gets out of the car. There are all these people. It looks like a mob scene. After another 5 to 10 minutes, this crowd disperses. This has disturbed my peace, and I want to know why, if I'm doing this type of space clearing, what is happening?
Hmm. Well, space clearing typically will clear the space around your house and the room that you're in. So it'll take away maybe entities. It can take away energies that could be causing you harm. Do you have anything else to add, ladies?
I think it works pretty good. I've used it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if... I can't imagine a creation lightship healing is causing some kind of drama outside of your home. Though it's possible that doing the space clearing, I don't know, moved around or displaced some alien energies, and then some, there was an incident nearby. Is that possible, Ron?
Yeah, very possible. Uh-huh.
Because right where this person lives is all clear now. Well, you know, maybe something that was taken out of there is like the aliens are upset about that, so they're making a mess somewhere else.
Yeah,
it almost
that could
seems,
be true.
Yeah. Like, and when I read it, it says, like, he was doing the space clearing, and then maybe there was a group of people that were already planning to be in the building or in that area, but they didn't stay long. So then maybe this clearing kind of did make them kind of leave within 5 to 10 minutes. They eventually dispersed.
Right. He might have had more protection.
Yeah, whereas they may have maybe had planned to stay there longer, but because of the clearing, they actually did leave.
Right. Okay, here's an interesting question, Ron. I saw a baby recently, and that pure energy reminded me of the pictures of light beings in your clearings. We all have source light energy, don't we? Some more than others, an infant more than others. How can we bring out that energy in others? If we have strength and have done many clearings, is it possible for us to help light come forth through another person?
Probably not, only because they need to have clearings to bring the light out. So remember, you can't project or cord somebody to give them more light. That's what dark side practitioners do. So the only reason why the person would not have as much light as you will say is because they've had clearings. You know, you've had clearings. Your clearings that you had allows you to have more spirit energy. So if you change the word light, you know, to spirit energy, you have more spirit energy because you have clearings to get rid of your darkness. And so you really can't do anything with anybody else to give them more light or to give them more spirit because they have to clean themselves out. Everything starts with you first. And then from there, you know, if they like the way you look, then they may ask you, what did you do? But other than that, you really can't do anything for humanity because humanity has to heal darkness that they have stored in their DNA. You know, if everybody... we'll say could be reborn again instantly at your current age and the darkness wasn't here, then possibly, you know, you may have more spirit energy. But this is what we're doing is getting rid of the darkness in you. That's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And I'm sure that at that point back then, people still needed the emotional clearing. And if they would have found a quicker, faster way back then, I would have known about it in this lifetime. So, you know, now we have more stuff. So to help other people, but all you can do is suggest that they have clearings. Or you could do clearings for them if you wanted to, like if it's a relative or your husband or wife or somebody, maybe somebody that you maybe want to be connected with, you know, on a more, you know, more physical level or something. And you could do a clearing for them so they're on the same page as you. But other than that, you know, it's up to them to release themselves from the mind energy and the darkness that they brought forth in this lifetime. Another way of stating it, it's up to them to release themselves out of their astrological sign and the planets and the stars courting them, along with all the aliens who probably produced that, those energies to court you. You're getting rid of programs. So you can't get rid of anybody's programs unless, you know, they're willing to want to have those released by doing the clearings. You can't really wish them, you know, that they had, you know, more light because that's not going to do any good because then you're courting the person, bringing in more energy. You need to have stuff released. That's why the website only releases the energies from you. We don't give you anything else but your spirit back. That's the difference between what we do and also, you know, the opposite, which would be the dark side practitioners out there. There's lots of them bringing forth attunements and energetic transformations and DNA like we talked about earlier, and all this stuff puts you further down the rat hole, which will steal the light from you, steal your spirit. So we're cleaning you out, then your spirit can come more fully into you. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. This has just made me think of our horoscope, as you called it. Someone wrote in about the self-empowerment clearing, and that I believe what they mean is they're going through and clearing things for themselves, and then they're using that wonderful list that you put on there of the different things that you might want to be cleared, and they feel that going down that list you put on is helping them be even more thorough to clear out their issues. And I was thinking that even though we want to be now disconnected, of course, from all the planets and stars, but a lot of us have the knowledge of how our personalities were shaped by what our signs were, and that would be another good thing to clear, wouldn't it, on the self-empowerment? Put in those, I don't know what you call them, traits, I guess, personality traits.
Yeah, and what will happen is that you start doing the self-empowerment clearing, you're going to start realizing, yeah, wow, I'm feeling better because these energy blockages are being released from you. And you may stumble upon something else because we have that extra add-on box, you know, in case we didn't list it there. So
right,
you may see something else that nobody else has. No?
Right, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Add something else in there, and all it's going to do is take away more stuff. More baggage, more darkness, whatever word you want to use there, more programs. It'll release more programs from you. Oh, you can now be in the present moment. That's the whole thing, is to be in peace.
Does it even go into past lives if it clears this whole life?
It'll go into what's activated in this lifetime. It's possible it could go into some of the past life stuff, I would say maybe 10%. You know, so it will go into some of your past stuff. But basically, it's what you're dealing with on the surface. Remember, it's like the iceberg, you know. So what's on the surface is what you have lived, what you brought forward, what you got involved with, and that's what you're dealing with. That's on your plate. That's the deck of cards that you were drawn, you know. And so once you start releasing that, then you become free from those influences, and once the influences are released from you, then you can be in more spirit energy and emit more radiance around you. And you know, you can see the difference when people go into the light chamber. It's very, very obvious. You look at people and before they go in, and when they come out, they're like crystal clear, you know. There's no fuzziness on them. That's what the clearings do too. So it gets rid of stuff so you're able to have peace. What the light ship gives you is peace, which is what you have when you're first born. And, you know, you're trying to get back to that innocence like a baby. So back to you.
Okay. Do you want to read something now, Michelle?
Yeah. There's one here. It says, I'm wondering if it's possible for us to activate entities if we do a lot of clearings for our ancestors. 7 generational clearings. I've done a few of them and have had more problems with entities than before. Why would that happen?
Well, very good. Well, you're probably bringing up more things, or you're more aware of what's happening to you. So I'd say you're probably aware of the entities more than you were before.
Do entities, maybe can they see you and go, hey, if I go to that person, I can be released?
Yeah, they can't come in that way, too. They may want to get out of here. So that's also another way of looking at it.
Okay.
Well, when I do my shrink wrap, I say now, I think it was Kathy that actually talks about this, I think of myself like a bug zapper. So if something tries to get into my aura or touch my skin, immediately zapped and either destroyed or brought to the light instantly. And that helps a lot to keep the entities off of me.
Great.
And aliens, I guess.
Yep.
Yes, so thank you, Kathy, for that. A great image. little addition to the shrink wrap, make it electrified.
Bug zapper.
Okay.
Is always fun.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, I said bug zappers are always fun.
Yeah. we have a testimonial, Ron, that actually came in the other day. Again, the slavery clearing you did the other day. Thank you for the slavery clearing on Monday's show. I really felt it deeply. Knew slavery was a problem. Now have a way to get rid of the current issues caused by my past and present as a slave.
Yeah, I can do a slavery clearing here. So let's, this will be very interesting. Let's take away for slavery where somebody, some group, some aliens or whatever, some people, or maybe even out there in the beyondo, somebody put something around your neck and they hooked it up to a chain. So now you have this harness on you. And here we go, releasing that energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Still there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Boy. Okay, back to you.
Gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did a lot of us have that, Ron?
Yeah, it looked like it, yeah. How do you guys feel?
Wow.
I felt like something sort of pinching at my throat when you were taking that off. So I guess I was one of the people that had it.
Yeah, boy.
Well, thank you for doing that, Ron. Yep. You know, people have jewelry like bracelets and ankle bracelets, and they actually call them slave bracelets. And I think, well, the people who created those must have some memory, you know, of, gee, I used to have these things on my wrist. Maybe I'll make that again. But it's such a weird thing to call it, like somebody would want to have a slave bracelet on.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen them in the stores.
Right. I know whenever we do healings like that, I have it's like an anxiety with my breathing, and then it relaxes, and it seems to be more involuntary.
Right.
Thank you, Ron.
Yes. So we have a listener commenting about alien attacks. I was being poked on my foot yesterday, and I told them to stop several times, but they did not. Then I asked the light beings to chase them away. I am in quarantine on the light ship all month with the intensive, so I thought that would be okay. The foot poking stopped immediately. Yay.
That's great.
That is great. But also, even though, I mean, yes, that's wonderful, the person is on the light ship all month because of the intensive, but when you have your healings going, the same thing works. Just talk to the light beings and let them know what's going on, right?
Yes, that is correct, uh-huh.
Good. Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, Michelle, anything else? We're getting very close to the end of the show.
We are. I don't really have anything else right now. I think I'm at peace.
Okay,
well, good.
So let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. I want to command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, that monkey mind, the chatter, and drop it into your heart to give you peace. So here we go. Dropping down, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Nope, there we go. So, should be peace. Just feel wonderful. And thank you, ladies. And we'll see you later, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, Ron. Bye, Michelle.
Bye,
everybody.